Following is a rebroadcast of The Onion from November 30th, 2024. Welcome to The Onion on Sun Sounds of Arizona, Arizona's reading station. My name is Frank Sheelan, and it'll be my pleasure to be your volunteer radio reader for the next half hour. The Onion is a parody of news and commentary, and contains material that some people will find offensive. Listener discretion, as always, is advised. Today, top news: study overuse of hair detangler giving rise to product-resistant supertangles. Dateline El Segundo, California. Revealing that split ends have grown 50% stronger in just the past decade, a new study published Friday by researchers at the L'Oreal Academy warned that overuse of hair detangler was giving rise to new product-resistant supertangles. When hair detangler was first developed, we arrogantly assumed we would be living in a world without snagging, but now we face an even bigger threat to smooth, silky hair, said study author Vicky Zhao, explaining that decades of reliance on hair detangling technology has led to the evolution of supertangles, which can survive the standard chemicals used to improve follicle manageability. We could be entering a time when even the most powerful oils and silicones are powerless to contain frizz. These supertangles were localized problems at first, but salon overprescription has led to a vicious cycle in which people are dependent on using stronger and stronger hair detanglers to prevent complete knotting, and scientists can no longer keep up. Right now, top L'Oreal researchers are working around the clock to develop new conditioners that can hydrate, strengthen, and detangle all in one. But if that doesn't work, we could be looking at a world where all hair is matted and clumped. At press time, Zhao also warned against the development of lab-engineered ultra-snags to test our stronger detangling products, citing the dangers of these supertanglers escaping their containment facilities. Next. "You're the Bonnie to my Clyde," says Biden, running off with pardoned turkey. Dateline Washington. Participating in the annual tradition one last time before leaving office, President Joe Biden reportedly told a pardoned Thanksgiving turkey, "You're the Bonnie to my Clyde," on Monday, before running off with it and disappearing over the horizon. "It's us against the world now, turkey," said the commander-in-chief, grabbing the bird by the wing and laughing wildly as the two of them fled the White House grounds in a convertible, the turkey's handlers in hot pursuit. "They're going to keep coming after us, you know, but I've got your back, and I know you've got mine. It'll just be you, me, and the wide-open road, together until the end. Don't worry. I've got a cozy little place in Delaware we can hide out in until things die down." At press time, Biden urged the turkey to take the wheel so that he could fend off the Secret Service agents on their tail. Next, Trump admits entire political career has been WWE storyline to set up match with Corey Rhodes. Dateline Palm Beach, Florida. Revealing that the stage was first set in 1999 with his short-lived Reform Party run, President-elect Donald Trump admitted Friday that his entire political career has been a WWE storyline to set up a match with Cody Rhodes. "Everything from the Obama trutherism to retaking the White House has been building to this. The greatest match of all time between me and that no-good son-of-a-bitch Cody Rhodes," said Trump, grabbing a reporter's microphone and looking straight into the camera as he explained how years of public life had paved the way for a winner-take-all battle for the belt that would determine who would be the most powerful man in the country. "You thought China was in trouble? Just wait till I get my hands on Rhodes. American nightmare. Where the hell are you?
Get your ass to the Capitol. Papa Trump is about to bring the hurt. At press time, Trump had reportedly been admitted to Walter Reed Medical Center after Rhodes delivered an especially nasty Alabama slam. Next, report. Most Americans have enough saved for absolutely incredible single day of retirement. Dateline Washington. Revealing that retirees have a lot to look forward to after exiting the workforce, the Federal Reserve Survey of Consumer Finances, published Wednesday, found that the majority of Americans had enough saved for an absolutely incredible single day of retirement. By the time most people leave the workforce, they'll have accrued the necessary funds to live it up like an absolute god for 24 hours, enjoying caviar, skydiving lessons, and all the Glenlivet 15 they can handle, the survey read in part, adding that recent economic gains meant that retirees could probably even buy an original prop from Star Trek First Contact. Whether they choose to spend that day renting an RV to explore one or two different states, or swimming with a dolphin, at an aquarium, Americans generally have enough of a nest egg squirreled away from decades of saving to enjoy retirement from dawn until the wee hours of the morning before the money finally runs out. An addendum to the report noted that most Americans under 40 only had enough saved for a so-so half hour of retirement. Next, in news and photos, Macy's Thanksgiving Day balloon floats away after handlers let go to check their phones. Next, FDA bans Captain Morgan rum after having way too much of that shit in college. Dateline Washington. In a memo that stated they couldn't even smell the stuff without gagging, officials at the Food and Drug Administration announced Wednesday a plan to ban Captain Morgan rum, citing the fact that they had way too much of that shit in college. Captain Morgan rum is not suitable for... We just need to get rid of that disgusting garbage, FDA Commissioner Robert M. Califf said between pauses to suppress his body's reflexive urge to vomit, adding that Bacardi raspberry would also be made illegal for human consumption, as he finally retched into a mop bucket. Our data indicates Captain Morgan rum is nasty as fuck. In one study, even the hardest drinkers in our friend group were throwing up by like 9:30 p.m. and were passed out in the bathtub a half hour later. In addition, the test subjects were completely hungover for the entire hellish weekend. Califf, after admitting that maybe he could stomach Captain Morgan rum again now that so much time had passed, reportedly tried taking one sip and instantly puked into his briefcase. Next, Barron Trump returns home to find Melania converted room to unending labyrinth of darkness. Dateline Palm Beach, Florida. Sighing as he pulled on the hand of a gargoyle while searching for a secret entrance to his old closet, Barron Trump reportedly returned home from college Tuesday to find his mother, Melania Trump, had converted his room into an unending labyrinth of darkness. I know she always wanted a cold, inescapable void in the house, but I've only been gone for a few months, and now I have nowhere to put my stuff, said the youngest Trump child, who expressed frustration that a sudden breeze blew out every torch he tried to light in the ceaseless network of stone corridors. I realize that I don't live here anymore, but it's super annoying to bypass the Minotaur every time I need to grab my shoes. I don't even mind that she changed it. I just wish the creeping vines weren't constantly rearranging the maze behind me. It took me 4 hours to find my bed, and I couldn't even sleep because of all the whispering ethereal voices. Now I can't find my way back, and every time I look in a mirror, I realize I've returned to the beginning. Maybe I just need to tie a rope to myself or something like that. At press time, sources confirmed Barron was running headlong into the void after hearing a low growl as something gnawed through his rope. Next, God looks 400 millennia younger after infusing self with son's blood. Dateline the heavens. The color noticeably returning to his white beard as his cheeks began to flush with a youthful glow. Celestial sources reported Monday that God has looked 400 millennia younger since he began undergoing a controversial procedure in which he is infused with his son's blood. I had my doubts at first, but as soon as he started receiving those blood of Christ transfusions, it was like he had a whole new lease on eternal life, said Regis Anderson, a longtime resident of heaven, who observed that God's soft tissues, which had begun to sag with age, appeared rejuvenated and tighter now that he had committed to a regimen that makes use of the most precious blood of his only begotten son. Sure, the whole thing seems pretty woo-woo, but you can't argue with those results. His eyes are brighter, his confidence has skyrocketed. I wouldn't be surprised if he finally starts creating again. Reach for comment. Heaven's medical offices stated that God had been warned of the severe health risks he faces if his son's blood transubstantiates back into wine after entering his bloodstream. Next, NASA, potential link between extraterrestrials, giant metal claw picking up Earth. Dateline Washington. Urging the public to remain skeptical until the object could be studied further, NASA officials confirmed during a press conference Wednesday that there was a potential link between extraterrestrials and the giant metal claw currently picking up the Earth. We believe that the mechanical three-pronged hand recently spot clasped around the Arctic may be controlled by intelligent beings via a sort of joystick, said NASA Administrator Bill Nelson, who urged more research to determine whether the enormous claw is alien-made or a natural phenomenon. Our radar has picked up signals that sound like, oh, goddammit, try again. But that could be simply cosmic noise. The planet has been dragged through the solar system several times recently, suggesting that whoever or whatever is doing this really wants Earth and has enough credits to keep trying until it succeeds. At press time, the Earth was reportedly plummeting through space toward a large pile of other planets. Next, sweating RFK Jr. performed self-surgery to extract Big Mac from stomach. Dateline, New York. After being forced to eat McDonald's on the private jet of President-elect Donald Trump, a visibly sweaty Robert F. Kennedy Jr. reportedly performed surgery on himself this weekend to extract a Big Mac from his stomach. I have to cut the McDonald's out before it attacks my other organs, said the nominee for Secretary of Health and Human Services, taking a big swig from a bottle of raw milk to calm his nerves, dumping the rest of it onto his stomach to sterilize the incision point, and then biting down on his belt to mute his own screams as he dragged the scalpel across his skin. I can feel it spreading. I must work quickly. It's vital that I retrieve every last sesame seed from inside my digestive tract before I succumb to the poison. Even the lettuce has been tainted by the oils and must be removed. At press time, reports confirmed Kennedy had brought the scalpel up to his heart after learning the special sauce had entered the bloodstream. Next, Nazi march condemned for not procuring proper permits. Dateline Columbus, Ohio. Receiving widespread condemnation from residents and government officials alike, the neo-Nazi march that took place in Ohio's capital on Saturday was slammed for not procuring the proper permits. This is not the kind of nation we are. This is a country where we go down City Hall and complete all the proper forms before parading through the street with red masks and swastika flags, said 53-year-old Jillian Fisher, who has resided in the city for decades, adding that she was horrified by seeing such a blatantly unsanctioned event. "It's absolutely disgusting that anyone would fail to go through the appropriate bureaucratic channels like this in the year 2024. If I wanted to strike fear into the hearts of my Jewish neighbors, I would pay $110 first like a true American." At press time, the neo-Nazis had apologized for making the harmful assumption that people would just be excited to have a parade. Next, what to know about the 4B movement? The South Korean radical feminist 4B movement, in which women swore off marriage, childbirth, dating men, and sex with men, has sparked intense conversations among Americans on social media. Here's what you need to know about 4B. How did the 4B movement start? Answer: it was developed in South Korea by a group of women who watched Bridget Jones' Diary and realized men are more trouble than they're worth. Question: why is it gaining popularity after the election? Answer: just a coincidence. Question: who are its members? Answer: thousands of women who haven't seen you in that sleeveless hoodie yet. Question: isn't the Korean 4B movement virulently transphobic and homophobic? Answer: typical male question. Question: who benefits the most from this movement? Answer: the 2028 Vance presidential campaign. Question: isn't this the plot of Lysistrata? Answer: wow, someone has a classics degree. Question: why are Americans joining the 4B movement? Answer: to improve TikTok engagement for women everywhere. Question: what can men do to help? Answer: whatever they're doing now is already helping increase membership just fine. Next, in local news, office shooter 2 grossed out to kick down door of lactation room, Dateline Cleveland, Ohio. Stalled in a public panic after his planned rampage hit an unexpected snag, office shooter Zachary Carter was reportedly too grossed out Friday to kick down the door of his workplace lactation room. "Oh God, yuck, I feel like I can smell this lactation. I don't know if I can do this," said the pale and queasy Carter, his sweaty grip loosening on his firearm as he gagged at the mere thought of a nursing mother using a breast pump inside the very room before him. "What if someone's lactating in there right now? I was ready to bust in and start shooting, but I don't want to go in there if there's breast milk everywhere. Ew, that's so nasty. Why can't they just do that shit at home?" At press time, upon realizing he had probably already touched some of the same doorknobs as lactating women, Carter promptly shot himself in the head. Next, what to know about Zyn? Zyn, a brand of nicotine pouches, has surged in popularity, particularly among young men. Here is what you need to know about the product. Question: how is Zyn different from other nicotine products? Answer: unlike cigarettes, you cannot swallow Zyn. Question: are there any health risks linked to Zyn? Answer: only if you like having gums. Question: what's cooler to say, lip pillow or upper deckie? Answer: there are better ways to earn your new stepson's respect. Question: why has Zyn become so popular? Answer: more people are looking for a lung disease-free way to damage their heart and brain. Question: can Zyn help people stop smoking? Answer: it can help people start Zinning. Question: where can I purchase Zyn? Answer: the third stall in the middle school bathroom. Question: should I let my teens use Zyn? Answer: who are you to deprive them of this small respite in a cruel and unforgiving world? Next, Good mood wasted on coworkers, Dateline Bethesda, Maryland. Brightening the day of those least important to her, local man Amanda Langston told reporters Monday that she wished her good mood on her coworkers. "I cannot believe I squandered this rush of happy feelings on my stupid colleagues," said Langston, explaining that the period of unusually high spirits from 9 a.m. until noon spent interacting with her fellow employees would have been better utilized on a first date or a family gathering or with literally any other people on the planet. "This sort of joie de vivre doesn't come around often, so when it does, I have to make a count, not fritter away smiling and collaborating with the people I'm paid to be around. Ugh, I'm never getting those water cooler jokes or perfectly timed compliments back." At press time, Langston was upset that all she had to show for her jovial state was an increase in workplace productivity. Now it's time for Onion Sports. Hades Inferno Stadium once again ranked toughest arena to play in, Dateline New York. The site of just two home losses in the past millennia due to the incredibly hostile atmosphere of the malevolent venue, Hades Inferno Stadium was once again ranked first on ESPN's list of toughest arenas to play in this week. Situated in the newly redeveloped Sports and Entertainment District on the banks of the River Styx, 115,000 eternally damned souls regularly sell out the iconic Bone Column Stadium. Their deafening shrieks, along with the region's flesh-meeting, melting heat and suffocating brimstone, create an environment that visiting coaches and players said makes it nearly impossible to leave with a victory. "Every season when the schedule is released, I dread finding out whether we're going to play down there," said one anonymous player, blaming some of his career's worst performances on the jet lag he experienced traveling through nine circles of hell. "It's probably 155 degrees on the field, so guys are constantly cramping up. Plus, I'm always worried about running out of bounds because there's only 2 feet between the sideline and the ring of fire lining the field. So many guys tearing their ACLs trying to stop themselves before they're incinerated," the source added. "And the ground is constantly erupting and impaling players on rusty spikes." Visitors confirmed that every aspect of the stadium, originally designed in 689 by a Visigoth pedophile, has been carefully considered to provide the home team with the maximum advantage, such as forcing opponents to walk past a caged Cerberus as they make their way through the Tunnel of Shadows leading to the field. Players also noted that the stadium's retractable roof is left open when torrential downpours of Rams blood are expected, leading to slippery and at times dangerous conditions, a problem exacerbated by the poor drainage in the field's bed of hot coals. Moreover, the dilapidated stadium locker room is said to be a bottomless pit of darkness with only two working toilets. "It's a tough place to play, I'll say that," said a coach whose eyes were recently gouged out by one of the banshees unleashed during halftime to entertain fans. "We tried to replicate the conditions in practice, like cranking up the heat and pumping in the stench of rotting flesh, but it's not the same as having the real wind of Satan's breath swirling around the stadium. There's just no way to recreate seeing your starter's soul sucked out of his mouth," the trembling coach added. Visiting teams agree that the biggest contributor to the home field advantage is the stadium's raucous demonic fans, particularly the diehard Ultras, a group largely made up of former Al-Qaeda terrorists. The stadium has long held the Guinness World Record for loudest crowd, achieved when fans reached 247.1 decibels when singing along to Cisco's Thong Song, which is traditionally played at the end of every third quarter. Many players have also begrudgingly admitted that seeing a sea of fans all waving human trails is, in fact, distracting. "I'm all for fans creating a hostile environment, but a lot of the time they really cross the line," said one anonymous visiting player, adding that he genuinely feared for his safety the time thousands of drunken fans began hurling the human skulls used to serve ice cream onto the field. "The stuff they say can get really personal, like when I kept hearing this demonic voice in the stand say, 'My mom is the fattest bitch in hell.' I finally looked around and saw it was just this little aborted fetus giving me the middle finger." The only other place you'd ever see this is Fenway Park, the anonymous player added. Sources around the league expect that Infero will only become more difficult place to play in the coming years. A recently announced sponsorship deal with longtime corporate partner Amazon will fund the addition of 25,000 upper bowl seats, as well as the restoration of the 6,000-gallon bucket of boiling water that tips onto the field to celebrate big plays. "We're very proud of the game day atmosphere at Inferno," said Stadium Communications Director Timothy McVeigh. "It's one of the greatest sports venues in all realms, and we hope to continue delivering memorable days at the ballpark to all those who crawl through the flaming gates. We look forward to seeing you all at Souls Giveaway Night," McVeigh continued. "Now, let's go Cats." Now it's time for American Voices, and Matt Gaetz withdraws as Trump's attorney general pick. Former Florida Representative Matt Gaetz announced that he would withdraw his name from consideration to be President-elect Donald Trump's attorney general, his path to the role mired by a series of allegations of sexual misconduct, including sex with a minor at a 2017 party. What do you think, Heidi Gerhardt, pasta shaper? Is he still having his nomination party at the roller rink? Jeremy Schutt, divot filler. Matt? From trigonometry class? Omar Camarillo, parchment roller. Uh-oh, he must be hiding something besides the sex with children. And that concludes another edition of The Onion on Sun Sounds of Arizona, Arizona's reading station. My name is Frank Sheelan. It's been my pleasure to be your volunteer radio reader for the last half hour. And until next time, be well.